tonight.
Blog Talk Radio.
I want to bring on our first guest, or actually our guest of the evening right now, and then we will talk about a few things other than that. Hold on a second. And let's see if we do this right. You know I'm not the most technical person in the world, so we get this. All right, hold on a second. Are you there, Bruce?
I am here. It's good to know that I'm with other non-technical people also.
Oh, yes, I'm the least technical person in the world. I'm actually starting a campaign to bring back the rotary phone. So
nice. I like that.
Let me just say to our audience for a moment that Smart Marketing for Small Business has a couple of things that we do to try and educate the audience. One are guests like the gentleman we're going to talk to in a moment, but also we have four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers, for those of you who aren't afraid to try a little bit different things. And we want to hear your thoughts on topics, programs, and even if you'd like to be a guest on the show. And the way to reach out to us there is through our email, marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, at AOL.com. And now what we're going to do is introduce our guest, whose name is Bruce Korn. And Bruce is president of something called PAPPA, like Papa. And Bruce, tell us a little bit about Papa.
PAPA is an acronym for Philadelphia Area Promotional Products Association. Promotional Products Association is a regional nonprofit association comprised of essentially three different groups of people in our industry. We have distributors like myself who sell to or work with the end buyers. We have suppliers who are the people that supply us the products that we might promote to the end buyers. And we have multi-line reps who basically are representatives of different kinds of suppliers that don't have their own outside sales force. PAPA is in the Philadelphia area, obviously. And our mission statement essentially is to foster cooperative and prosperous relationships between members through education and networking.
Now, you have a show coming up, I believe, in early September.
We
why
have,
don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's one of the few end buyer shows that are available to the market. Essentially, it's going to be held up at the Oaks Corporate Center on September 1st, and it is open to end buyers. Most shows in our industry are just open to people like myself who buy and sell the promotional products. This show is open to the end buyers. Great place to come up and visually see literally thousands of different kinds of promotional ideas that can utilize for their business, large or small, whether it be a marketing campaign or internal safety program or HR program or whatever.
No, I think it's a great thing. In fact, I'm a strong booster of promotional marketing. My background is very heavily in the promotion industry as well as the marketing area. But for 14 years, I wrote the promotional column for the trade publication for this industry, Counselor Magazine. And 28 years ago, I bought one of the largest distributorships, the Lee Wayne Group. So I haven't.
I had no idea. Okay.
Oh,
I'd say
I've been around
so.
A long
I'd say
time.
So, yes. Yes. Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm very familiar with it, but I want the public, our audience, to understand, because the potential, this is a multi-billion dollar industry because it fills a need. And part of what I'd like the audience to understand is the power of the program and some of the different ways that the program can be used. You know, like we talk about how would you best define promotional products and the objectives are best suited to address. From
I didn't know where you want me to fill in, but promotional products are basically all around us. You know, people don't even realize just how often they see a promotional product during the course of a day. Essentially, anything that's out there that has a company's logo on it is a promotional product. And that's a very simple way of putting it. But you mentioned the power of promotional marketing, that they are very effective tools when they're used properly. Is there a lot of things out there that are kind of junky, perhaps? Yeah, unfortunately there is, but there's a lot of very, very good, strong, effective marketing tools to use also, again, when they're used properly in that area.
Well, I think one of the biggest selling points that I remember mostly about promotional products is they have what I call residual exposure potential that doesn't exist in a lot of areas. So that when you're looking at a pad on your desk or a pen in your hand or a mug on your desk, you know, that has a message that is constantly in front of you. And there aren't many forms of communication today that are constantly in front of you and also have, in many cases, a utilitarian use. So I think that's one of the things I'd like the audience to understand, is that it is incredible in what it can do in the sense of reaching out to people. As you have, I think, mentioned exposure.
Yes, well, promotional products are, you know, one of the biggest reasons for promotional products is exposure of a brand, exposure of a message, and one of the beauties of it, you can target your audience very effectively. You know, you mentioned about the visibility of that message for a long period of time. I'm certainly not downplaying anything about other forms of medium, you know, television, radio, newspapers, all very effective tools, but the different thing about promotional marketing is that you're targeting a specific audience, and you're virtually assured of being seen, whereas if you take a chance that someone's going to read your ad in the newspaper or the magazine, take a calendar as a perfect example. And even in this day and age of electronic media and everything else that people use for reminders, their mobile phones, things like that, calendars are still one of the most popular promotional items out there. And if you think about it, you give someone a calendar and look around you, probably have, I've got two in my office up in my home office right now. That's 12 months of exposure, of constant exposure to somebody. You can't beat the dollar or the click per view, if you will.
No, I think you make a very good point. Is the fact, as I said earlier, the residual impact, the ongoing effect. And part of the problem today from a marketing communications point of view is we're dealing in a very, very cluttered communications landscape. And it's hard to have that radio commercial, that TV spot, that social media thing stick in front of you for more than a few seconds, you know, a half a minute, what have you. And I think promotional products lend themselves to the depth of exposure. May not be the most appropriate adjective, but I think it's one of the big points. What do you feel are the real key benefits of promotional product strategy to a potential client?
Well, the key benefits are, number one, you have that long-term exposure. Number two is that you can get that long-term exposure without spending a fortune. I mean, I like to think there are solutions to every challenge out there. And there's a lot of very good, useful, even creative promotional pieces that are a dollar or less. So you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on some kind of a promotional campaign to be effective. Promotional products are always used, as I said, to gain exposure. They're great for awareness campaigns. You know, one of the most famous awareness campaign of all time is the Livestrong brace, silicone bracelet that Lance Armstrong had promoted many years ago for, I think, testicular cancer. Well, now silicone bracelets come in all kinds of custom colors to represent different awareness groups, from breast cancer in October to various kinds of things that people want to get awareness of. Safety programs for the different industrial marketplaces. You know, businesses make money on one end by being profitable on sales, but they also have to watch and curb expenses. So if you have a different kind of a safety program within your organization that can be marketed with promotional products, it helps generate savings on the back end with insurance and things like that. So they have a number of different kinds of uses within the corporate landscape and business landscape.
Well, talking about promotional products, can we give people some ideas of some of the more popular items? Obviously, you've mentioned a few of them, but what are some of the others that you have seen in your years of experience that are constantly popular?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question because, you know, you always have, you know, you'll get phone calls, you'll see things, whether it be, you know, via mail or whatever, say, hey, we're the pens, mugs, and magnet people. Well, while all three of those things may make me cringe personally, there's a reason why they're so popular. It's because people use them every day of their existence. I mean, pens are out there. Mugs, people drink coffee, tea all the time. There's magnets all over everyone's refrigerator and filing cabinet. So there's a reason why those particular things might be popular. But every once in a while, there's a trend toward different things. And right now, one of the hottest trends out there is mobile technology and things to utilize with your mobile technology. So, for example, everyone has a smartphone right now. Would you agree that a large population has a smartphone? There are these little silicone wallets that are about a dollar and a quarter that can be stuck on the back of a smartphone that you can put your license in or your credit card very securely, I might add. Great for conferences where you get a hotel room key and you put your hotel room key in that silicone wallet. Very effective tool. And guess what? Even if they don't use it for something, once it's on their phone, they're not going to take it off. And that's kind of the beauty of an item like that, is you don't have to concern yourself if they're going to use it, but they're going to see it. And that's the purpose of the promotional product.
Do you find apparel still popular as a thing, T-shirts and jackets?
Very much so. Yeah, so now, it does ride with the economy. So during the recessionary time, we did see a lot of businesses pull back on clothing, particularly on the higher-end clothing like polo shirts and things like that. You might see more T-shirts and lower-cost garments. But I would say the clothing industry, the apparel, corporate apparel industry, decorated apparel industry, probably takes about 20% or more of the business in general. And that's polo shirts, T-shirts, jackets, gym shorts, all those kinds of things. And one thing that's also very important is that when you do work with a local promotional product consultant, let's say, they hopefully and should be very up on today's trends. You know, it used to be that the polo shirt you get is 100% cotton. I can't tell you the last time we do 100% cotton shirt anymore because everything is moisture wicking performance garments now. So you have to make sure you're aware of what trends are out there so you can properly consult with your clients.
Well, that relies heavily on the quality and knowledge of the distributor like yourself. How does someone who is looking to use promotional products to get more knowledge about it, what's out there, how do they identify and find a good distributor to deal with?
Does
Papa have any
way
to help them?
Papa does. You can certainly, if you choose to, you can go to Papa's website, which is mypapa, mypapa.org. You can also go to our national association, which is ppai.org. But believe it or not, and I'm sure you've probably experienced this too when you were in this business, everybody seems to know somebody that does this for a living. There are a lot of good distributors out there, a lot of very knowledgeable distributors out there. And if you talk to your fellow business people or friends, they say, hey, do you, you know, the old expression, I have a guy. Well, frequently they will have someone that's pretty good that they can talk to about promotional products and promotional product marketing, how they can help their businesses.
All right, makes a good point. You know, I look at how these products can fit into or best fit into what I call the overall sales marketing environment. And one of the things that comes to mind is the fact that if there is a advertising message, a tagline, a phrase that is being used in other forms of advertising, it would seem to me that promotional products reinforce that particular ad message, and that
Absolutely.
That is one of the things that anybody creating an integrated marketing strategy should be focusing on. Is it's nice to have television and social media and what have you, but you got to have a message out there. I mean, one of my complaints about businesses, which I've mentioned on the show many times, if you collect the business cards, when I give a speech or something and I collect the business cards, 7 out of 10 of the cards, you can't tell what business they're in, not by the name. So a tagline is necessary. So a name and a tagline should also be something that is being reinforced in the pens that are given out, the mug that is handled, whatever, the pads. What else do you think members should be, the public and members should be looking at when they're dealing with a client who is looking at a marketing strategy, an overall sales strategy? How else, what should they be looking at, whether it's maybe something tying into trade shows, some sort of premium incentive program? Is there anything else that you would think of tie into that?
Well, yes. In terms of when you're thinking about, I hope this answers the question because I want to make sure we have the right answer. But typically, if we're talking to a client, we want to get certain kinds of information from that client. For example, we want to ask about the event. What is the event? Is it a trade show? Is it a safety program? What is it that you want to do here? What do you hope to accomplish with the use of a promotional item? Very importantly, who is the audience that you're targeting? Is it male, female, a certain age group? Is it C-level people? Is it office personnel? Because different people respond to different kinds of promotional items. You also want to make sure.
I was just going to say a key point that I find to be a failure of a lot of marketers, and that is to ask questions.
I absolutely have to ask questions. We don't know everything, and marketers, it's not a cookie-cutter type industry, and marketing is not a cookie-cutter type industry either. Not everything is going to work for every kind of business or association, so you have to ask questions and find out more about the client and what their goals are. Otherwise, you can't serve them effectively, in my mind, anyway.
And the client should be asking questions of the distributor as well. One of the things you said, we don't have all the answers. One of my favorite quotes is to people is, I'm the smartest marketing guy in the world. And when they say, why? I say, because I know how dumb I am. Because I can learn something new all the time and constantly. All right, we're going to take a break for a moment because we have an advertiser that I need to deliver a message on. So if you'll hold on for a minute, we're going to talk about something that small businesses should really look into. And that is, we have a company called VTech, which produces a four-line small business phone system. It's kind of the perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has qualities and features that previously you've only seen available with bigger companies and bigger with bigger budgets, too. Their new system is probably the most affordable and easy-to-install four-line phone system on the market today. This four-line phone system components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets, and speakerphones, allowing the system to grow alongside the business up to 10 extensions. And then you can expand the system very easily. It's a complete breeze. The need to add an extra desk set? Not a problem. With the touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience, and that includes me, can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. Also, because they register wirelessly, the expandable components can be located anywhere there is power, since only the console requires a phone line. This gives a small business owner the freedom to move around, no need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernets. So in addition to ease of use and simple installation, the four-line small business phone system Also comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speakerphones, music on hold, power failure operation, and six-way conferencing. To get more information or to look at these things, they're available in stores and online at Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, as well as online at vtechphones.com. It's worth checking out. It makes your office more efficient. Now back to our guest, Bruce Korn, and head of Popeye. I'm really getting in trouble there.
One of our mottos to gain new members is come to Papa. I don't think it's inappropriate to say that, but it's a good association. We can really do a good job for new members that come in and want to learn about the industry.
I can believe that. What are some of the most creative uses of the product you've ever experienced?
Me personally, I go back a couple of years, and it's interesting you say creative. You know, you don't always have to be creative to be effective. I use that term a lot, effective. You have to have things that are going to work for a particular audience. But a couple of years back, we did a program for a fairly good-sized insurance company, and they were sending something out for their independent reps to qualify for what was called convention. Convention was going to be held in Puerto Rico that year. And while we did a lot of creative pieces along the way to promote the event, being it was going to be in Puerto Rico at a resort, we did playing cards with the program logo on it. We did beach attire with the program image on it. But to announce the program, which was called a coquí and a smile. A coquí is a Puerto Rican tree frog. We were able to develop or take an existing sound card, and we opened it up. The sound card was fully customized with the logo of the program on it. We opened it up. The sound card made the sound of a Puerto Rican tree frog. The whole package was very, very, I think, a pretty cool thing to do, and it really generated a lot of early excitement for people to want to qualify to go to this thing, say, hey, this looks pretty cool. We want to qualify and get there. So obviously the more pumped you are to do that, the more hopefully you're going to sell, more profits for the company, the person receiving the good benefits by getting to go to convention, and everybody wins that way. So that was a fun one to do. It came out real well. The real key there, though, and I you kind of go back earlier to how do you find out about how you get promotional products. The internet, while I think is a fantastic tool out there for education and things like that, it is a buyer beware type thing when people are going to buy promotional products. If you certainly can get promotional products online, you can get everything online. We always recommend that you kind of talk to somebody local, just because you have the benefit of their experience. They're going to see these kinds of sound cards, for example, that you're not necessarily going to know is out there by just looking on the internet. And I guess that's my point, really, is if you get someone, I like to say you go to a physician because you need medical help. You go to a lawyer because you need legal help. Why wouldn't you go to a promotional product specialist if you need promotional help? It's really the same
thing.
Let
me interrupt you with one thing. You used a word that I don't think people pay enough attention to, experience. Now, life is full of mistakes, but mistakes are one of the ways we learn. And voices of experience who've been around, who have been working in a field, who have worked on campaigns here, there, and everywhere, are an invaluable tool. As much as technology is wonderful and you can go look at a catalog and what have you, I believe the opportunity to sit and talk to a distributor, to learn from their experience, their knowledge, outweighs dramatically just looking at a picture and a price.
We see things that the end buyers don't typically get the opportunity to see. And as such, we can be a good, valuable research tool, you know, for that business person and for that association person.
Definitely, absolutely. And it's something that... Yeah, you know, I'm a fanatic about that. Experience is something that just needs to be there. But with the internet and social media, as you know, how has it impacted business in general?
It's interesting the way it's come about. You know, early on with the internet, all it really was another form of mail order. But what it's become is a reason for distributors like myself to continue to become more consultative in what we do. You know, to say that everyone has access to a pen that I might show somebody is correct. You can find that pen anywhere. But how you get to that pen is what makes the difference. I find that, and we've always been consultative by our approach, but I think it has forced other distributors who may not have been quite as consultative to do so and to be able to offer more of that S word, the service, to that client that they weren't offering before. Because that's what separates internet distributors from local distributors, if you will, or in-person distributors, if you will, is that we can provide more of that. Now, the social media thing, though, I think that's a great tool because it allows all of us now to make more soft touches and promote more things to our clients, not just promote more things, but educate the clients more on different things that we can do, that we can help them with, whether it be award programs or safety programs or just different ways of reaching a larger audience to show them more about what you can do with promotional products and how they can help your business or your association or your group or whatever.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It's, you know, the knowledge is there. Tap into it. Use it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me pause for a second. I just want to remind our audience that we have our LinkedIn groups, the four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. But we also, one of the things I would encourage you to do is go to one of our LinkedIn groups, start a discussion, and feel free to let our audience learn from you and perhaps other members of your organization. So feel free to use our discussion opportunities that exist on LinkedIn because we reach out to thousands of people that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another question I wanted to ask you. Oh, what do you find is the... that management needs to be thinking about as to what is the key point of using promotional products? And I'm going to ask you for a short answer because we're going to run out of time in about a minute and a half.
Very, very, this is an easy one, actually. Don't discount the power of promotional marketing. There's a lot of terms in our industry that we've been called over the years. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Trinkets, trash, notions, novelties, gizmos, gadgets, stuff, things, tchotchkes, all those things. And swag, thank you, Governor Brown, for that one. But they are powerful advertising tools that should not be the only thing that a business might use, but should be taken seriously, and when they're used properly, are very, very effective marketing tools.
All right. One last thing. Is there a particular way that people can reach out to you? Is there, before we run out of time, a website that they should go to in order to familiarize themselves with your organization?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two quick websites. Our local organization is mypapa.org, mypapa.org. If they'd like to learn more about the industry as a whole, have them visit ppai.org. It's Promotional Products Association International, ppai.org. That's our national nonprofit association. All kinds of things out there to look at in terms of what our industry is all about.
Okay.
We're going to run
out of time, but if you want to put any of that into LinkedIn groups, you know, feel free to do so. You know, any kind of contact information, what have you. I want to thank you. I appreciate it. And
thank you. Very much. Pleasure to be here.
Maybe we can do this again. You take care and have a good what's left of the summer. Take care.
Thank you, Les. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.